Good morning. We continue with our discussion of Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and of course our learning is done, L'ilui Nishmas, Leah Bas Ephraim. The other issue that the Chovos HaLevavos has pointed out in our understanding of prayer and our understanding of clearing our minds to it is the understanding that at the same point in time, we might want to change how we dress when we get ready to go ahead and go speak to God. You know, on the one hand, clothes don't make the man, but on the other hand, they do indicate what man makes of himself. Like we said in the Megillas Esther, Ki'in lavo al shar ha-melech b'levush sak, a person doesn't go in front of the king wearing a sackcloth. Paro calls Yosef, and he rushes him out of the pit. Vayigalach vayichalif simlosav. And in that same way, we also have a responsibility, says the Chovos HaLevavos, to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us, and so therefore we want to give ourselves that friendly reminder to dress in a certain way that we show a certain respect for the place that we're standing. A person who stands in front of the king and doesn't do something, hikon l'kras Elokecha Yisrael, something to step up a drop, doesn't really get the chance to really put his whole body, and therefore by extension, his whole mind in place. You know, sometimes it happens that when we think about how we are going to just approach those special occasions in life, so much time is spent on acquiring the dress, the proper dress. There's nowhere that this is seen more apparently than in a preparation for a wedding and in the purchase of a wedding dress. You know, think about it. It's a dress you'll wear but once in life, and yet you spend so many hours working on it. And the reason is pretty clear. It's not about the dress itself. From one dress to the next, it's not that big a deal. But it's what the dress symbolizes. I hope to wear this in my life but once, because I am doing something that I hope to only do but once. And so therefore, I want that moment to be the most special moment in my life. But when it comes to tefillah, I stand before God in a special way. When it comes to Shabbos, I am standing in front of, I am being mechabed that day, v'chibadato, with a special garment, with special clothing. That is part of the way that we show honor. And so when a person stands before God, sometimes it's important to stand before Him as clean as possible and to make sure that we take a step as early as possible. You know, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says there are people who want to acquire outside knowledge. In our university lives, we talk about somebody who has achieved a bachelor's. That is a person who has a handle on the initial study of a particular field. Then we know people who achieve a mastery over that which is known in the field. We give them a degree at that time known as a master's. However, until the person injects his own self into the experience, where he has moved on in the field, then the person does not have what we call a doctorate. And how do we highlight the differences within each tawar, within each degree? So a bachelor's gets to wear the robe. A master's has a certain way that they put stripes on his arm. But when you get hooded with your doctorate, then all of a sudden you are in a different mode, and you stay in that mode from a university standard for the rest of your life. They cannot take away your doctorate because you have made a contribution. Well, in the dress that one places when one goes ahead and moves forward, yes, one can achieve a basic level of awareness of tefillah or awareness of God. A person can achieve a mastery over someone else's knowledge of God. But the God wants us to understand, when we are involved in understanding ourselves, we can't pay attention both to how we are dressed and how we look, and also how we are appearing in front of God at the same moment in time. And so therefore, the Chovos HaLevavos highlights to us, perhaps when we prepare to pray, that we take care of the dress in the best way, and make sure that we stand in front of Him with a desire not only to repeat that which we have in our relationship with the Almighty, but to create a, so to speak, doctorate, a certain mastery and newness, b'chol yom yu beinecha kechadashim, to see it as a brand new concept in our relationship with Him on a deeper and more meaningful level. If we can achieve that, even today as we approach Mincha and Maariv and tomorrow Shacharis, then we can certainly make sure that we are growing within the process. Think about it. Have some cheshbon ha'nefesh and have a terrific day.